Welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. State prisons are looking for ways to help inmates find jobs when they leave in hopes that fewer will return. Recidivism goes down when people can support themselves. In Georgia, the state prison system offers training in welding. The American Welding Society says there's a critical shortage of people with that skill. Among the training programs out there is an 8-year-old effort at the Putnamville Correctional Facility west of Indianapolis. Inmates there are working with retired racehorses, helping retrain them so the thoroughbreds can find new homes. The horse barn is across the highway from the main prison, but it may as well be across the planet. The prison is a place of razor wire fences and guard towers, but the barn is, well, a horse barn. Low-risk inmates who know they've got a great assignment. We talked with some of those folks on a day when the wind was whipping through the barn. You'll hear some of that and some of the horses. Mike Rains is an assistant superintendent who oversees the program.
You know, 97% of all of our incarcerated offenders here in Indiana will be released at some point in time. So, you know, it's important that we offer different programs for them, including our vocational programs and our educational programs. Those are some of the biggest two factors that help reduce recidivism. We work big in part with our parole and other organizations, being Work One, to help these guys get employment once they are released out into the general public.
How is the horse program different from the other things that you do? I mean, obviously they're working with horses. Does that add something, the fact that they're caring for these animals?
You know, I'm sure it does add some like a stress relief for some of these guys when they get out here. It's a different environment. It's away from inside the correctional facility. We keep it, a secure environment out here with our lower level offenders, but it gets them a time away and gets them more focused on what they're doing within the vocational program. This is more of a real world setting for them, so they can train and prepare themselves upon the release to look for, employment, maybe in a horse track or something like that, involving with the horses.
How does it feel coming from the regular institution over here? Something you would notice, you work inside over there and you started out as a correctional officer and you come over here. How's that change in setting?
Well, I'd say, yeah, it is very different over here. You don't have all the fences, you don't have the guard towers, you don't have, all the uniformed officers around. You come back here, it is a more relaxed setting. We do, like I said, have the level one offenders out here, security level one offenders, but it is a more relaxing environment.
In your experience, can you think of a time where you saw the benefit of programming in some way on a person? You saw them change maybe, or?
Well, I mean, yeah, we do a lot of, programs here. We have our PLUS program. We have several substance abuse programs, one being our CLIF program and our outpatient substance abuse program. We have a retired a Greyhound program. This is just one of several programs. We also have a culinary arts program. The whole idea is to make these guys employable for when they are released. We've had, heard of success stories of guys, completing a culinary arts program and getting out, maybe becoming a manager at one of the restaurants. And, as long as they can get out and be employed and stay out, all that can help them reduce recidivism from them returning.
What affects recidivism, that is the rate of return of people coming back?
Recidivism is defined as once an offender is released, if they are come back to prison the first 3 years of their release. So the factors we look at, like I said, is education and employment. The idea is if the more we can keep them employed, the less likelihood of there will be returning. And of course, education is a big factor on getting these guys employed.
Are there things you suppose that most folks don't understand about corrections?
Everybody makes mistakes. These guys, that come here, maybe they made some poor choices, but, once they're released, we're going to help them, re-enter society and make them employable. The things that we can do, instead of being a burden on the state, is actually turn these into taxpayers out there when they're getting employed.
These horses, there's something about them that is calming somehow. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, but I don't know, but I'm guessing that time spent here makes them a better person. You might be mad at the world, but you got to take care of your horse.
I'm sure there's some lasting effect by working out here with the animals. Like I said, it is much a calmer environment, and it probably reduces their stress when they're out here, not only for the offender population, but when staff come out here just to tour the facility, you know, just take a look around and see the pastures and see the horses and know where they came from. You know, it's a little break from the correctional environment.
You mentioned the retired Greyhound program. Could you talk about that a little bit?
We've got there's a group out there called the Prison Greyhound Association. We work with them and send us some retired Greyhounds from Florida, and they bring them up here, and our job is to socialize them. Right now, we just expanded the program recently. We got 8 dogs, and we assign them to different handlers, 2 handlers per dog, and their job is to just do day-to-day routines with them, socialize them. We keep them for about 8 weeks, and then we give them back to the prison Greyhounds, and they adopt them out and find placements for them.
In every industry or every field, right, there's sort of new thinking that comes along. You know, here's a trend that's happening. Is there a larger picture here? Is there anything going on in corrections that says, oh yeah, this is the kind of stuff that we...
The biggest trend in corrections, at least on the reentry side, is employment and keeping these guys employed upon the release. There's been a big push towards that because, you know, we've linked, there's been many studies out there that, you know, keeping these guys employed or getting these guys employed and keeping them employed once they get released is the biggest way to reduce our recidivism. There's different training we've done out there working with our, which it's called Offender Workforce Development specialists that we work with. We've got our parole agents also that are being, you know, certified in this OWDS is what it's called for short, and helping these guys, these parolees, help assistants finding them jobs and keeping them employed.
Mike Raines, Assistant Superintendent of Reentry at Putnamville Correctional Facility. He oversees the programs that help prepare inmates before they are released. He says virtually all inmates eventually leave prison, and he can help make sure they don't come back if they can get some kind of skills training on the way out.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one.
Indiana Weekend, Real Radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
We drove out to the Putnamville Correctional Facility west of Indianapolis, but instead of making a left turn toward the prison gates, we went down US 40 a little further across the highway to a large red barn at the top of a hill above a rolling pasture that spread out for probably half a mile to the tree line. It's a beautiful spot, all the more beautiful in contrast to the looming prison walls and fences just down the road. Inmates at the horse farm are in a vocational course in equine care, learning about horse anatomy, fitness, health, and behavior. When they complete the course, they get a groom certificate and are eligible for a 6-month reduction in their sentence. George Schuler is in the program.
I'm in my 12th month out here, which it's supposed to be a 6-month program, but you know, I was in the first group, so because of that, I'm still here. No, it's been fantastic. I've been to several prisons, and to have a program like this is just, you know, it's...
What do you like about it?
The horses, actually working with the horses. I'm 54, so I'm not so much about the fresh air or getting out of the inside of the prison. But being out around the horses and then learning about them is what I liked, enjoyed the most about it.
What's it like? Are the horses, these are thoroughbreds, or are they more hyper than other horses?
Yes,
or?
They're very hyper. It's very hard work. I wear a brace because you got a 1,000-pound plus horse pulling one way when you want to go the other way. They'll nip at you. They'll kick at you. Like I said, they've spent the first multiple years of their lives in a stall 23 hours a day, except for, you know, race day. And now they get out here and they get in their herd mentality and left that way for a while. I don't know if horses revert back any, but I think they get comfortable where they're at, and you want them to do something else. If they don't want to, it could be a challenge.
Is this something you want to do when you're released?
Due to my age, it probably won't happen, but just the experience and learning of the know-how. If I ever had a chance to have land or enough property to do so, I would definitely do horses now. Definitely, because they're just fascinating creatures.
What's life like inside the prison? Is that partly why it's so good to be here? I mean, you're a different environment over here.
Oh, yes, night and day. You know, it's even though this is completely structured, you're not, I don't want to say belittled, but you're not, it's the freedom aspect out here and the trust factor. You know, they have to trust you to be here. But even though we are on minimum security level in custody, we're as low as you can be. We are one out custody, which means we could work at the governor's house if he wanted us there. So we're more trusting. But yeah, it's a rat race in there, you know, because you got all walks of life and all different ages. And, you know, you might be on a top bunk and there's a 19-year-old kid on the bottom bunk and sleeping next to him. The guy might have 23 years in for murder and the guy on top of him was a habitual driving offender. So, like I said, just all mixed and everything. And just like with the military, you know, personalized clash and that. And to be able to come out here, it's just you know, like you leave that all behind. And it's just unbelievable. I never knew the Department of Corrections had a program like this, you know. And when they told me I was coming here, I was like, oh no, not the farm, you know, because it's a parole violator. And but I'm glad I did, you know. Glad I did get a chance to be with the horses.
You know, sometimes they say, you know, being around animals calms people down or relaxes. Do you think that there are guys who, because they're out here working with the horses, they are more relaxed or?
Yeah, I believe there's a serenity to it. You just feel at peace when you're standing next to the horse, looking in his eyes and just, or hers, and then, you know, grooming the horse is definitely therapeutic. I've been told I have anger issues, but I don't think so. And yeah, you get really calm, and you have to, because just the slightest movement or jerky movement, you know, the horse can rear, spin around. So it trains you to be calm and not make, you know, certain furtive movements. And the horses constantly teach you a lot. And to be patient and tolerable and calm is one of the main things that they will teach you. When I first started, there was a horse named Classy. He was out in the west pasture. He'd been in for quite a while, and he just would beat the door. He was tired of being inside, but he had feet problems and hoof problems. And one day I was in and I was leaving, coming out of the stall, I just stopped for a second and bent over to pick something up. And he helped me out. I mean, shot me almost clean across this space here to the other. And I actually got to experience a horse that went lame and they had to put the horse down. So that was something I've never, you know, you don't think of.
Was that tough?
But yeah, it was something, because they're like a dog, I'd say. You know, you get so attached and personable. So yeah, it was different. It was different. It's been quite an experience. I'm ready to move on, though. Ready to move on. But
how soon do you get out?
With this time cut, I'm looking at March, unless I get CTP, but I doubt that. So I'm looking forward to March.
Is it a satisfying place to be?
Oh, yes, very satisfying. Yeah, out of any job they probably have here, I'd have to say this is the best job, and then probably the second would be working for the DNR at the state park or something. But they don't get to interact with horses. So this is the best job there is to have here. So I've been lucky to get that out of 2,400 plus men here. You know, there's only a handful that get to come here.
Prison inmate George Schuler. He's been working with retired thoroughbred racehorses in a training program at the Putnamville Correctional Facility. The horses are beautiful animals, but they are big, so safety is a big part of the training.
Oh, I never should have settled down, hanging around in a one-horse town.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
We went to the state prison at Putnamville on a beautiful summer afternoon. Lucky for us, we weren't going behind the prison walls, but to their horse barn across the highway, where inmates like James Harrison are helping retrain former racehorses.
My name's James Harrison.
What's it like being here? Maybe when you first get here in the morning.
Well, whenever we first get here in the morning, we come out here and we halter the horses and bring them in and we feed them and groom them and pick their feet and look over and make sure there's no injuries. And if they are, then we apply the type of medication that they need. Every once in a while, the ones we like, you know, we let them eat the grass out there or whatever and kind of play with them a little bit before we let them back out. And they enjoy it, so do we. This is probably the best experience that I've had being incarcerated. It's probably the best job that they have here. I get along pretty well with everybody here, and we all get along pretty well, so.
What are the horses like?
Well, I mean, they're thoroughbred horses. They're pretty hyper. Some of them are a little on the touchy side. They don't like to be bothered or messed with, but they go along with the program too, just like us. There's some, I got a few favorites out here that I like. Usually it's the ones that are the most temperamental are the ones that I like the most, the ones that's got a little bit of action to them. These other guys, there's some out here that they have a tendency to not do nothing, just come in and eat and, you know, just stand there and then you take them back out. It's kind of boring, but I mess with the ones like Alley Cat and Love Ya. I know you've never met them, but they're a little bit more hyper or temperamental. So I like messing with those guys.
Tell me about Alley Cat.
Alley Cat, he's a older thoroughbred. I'm not sure exactly how old. I think he's like, he's 18. So he's an older one. He is the biggest horse out here. He's 17 hands tall, which is pretty tall. I mean, and he's
a lot bigger than you, right?
Yeah, bigger than me.
You kind of have to respect that.
Yeah. And like today, he was a little temperamental today. I went in to try to pet him, and you know, he let me know that he didn't want to be petted. So I kind of
how do they do that?
Well, they, for starters, they let you know they pin their ears back. And then the next step will be that they'll nip you. They don't really bite you, but they'll nip you. And then the next step is he likes to jump over with his butt and get sideways on you. And whenever he gets sideways on you, that means he's about ready to raise his leg up to kick you. Then you know you're in a little bit of trouble. So I've had him do that a couple of times. Once out there in the field, the first time he ever did it, I thought he was going to kill me, but we came to an agreement. So, but yeah, he's my favorite.
Is this something you think you'll continue doing when you get out?
Well, my family's got horses. I got an uncle. He's got a couple thoroughbred horses. They're not race horses, but they are. They're barrel horses. So they run the barrels with my cousin. My cousin, she races them. And my dad's got two donkeys and four horses, and my uncle spends about $150 a month, and my father spends about $300 a month on ferrying the horses, on working with their feet. So I've been trying to teach you a whole lot of that here, but they do teach you enough, and if you pay attention when the farriers do come in to ferry the horses, then you learn a lot. And if there's an emergency problem with these horses' hoofs out here, then usually I'm the one that takes care of it. So I'm trying to get more of that aspect done, so whenever I do get out, you know, it don't cost my family so much to have a farrier come in whenever I can do it. So, I mean, that's one thing that I want to learn a lot more of, and probably will do that whenever I get out of here. I probably won't go into the racehorse aspect of it. I have a couple of careers that I do which pay a lot more, so.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a carpenter and a roofer and a remodeler, do drywall. I do just about every aspect of building a house, and a lot of commercial work too, so.
What do you suppose the institution gets out of this program?
Well, I think that they get the feeling of being able to actually train some people to come out here and know that, because there's a lot of people that are institutionalized. That's the biggest thing that I've seen as far as inmates being institutionalized is the fact that they really don't have a career and they don't learn anything. And I think with the inmate to workmate program, I think that's a really good program. And I think this program is a really good program as far as teaching a career, something that they could do. Although it don't pay me enough to do it on the outs, it might pay some of these other guys that the only jobs they've ever had is fast food restaurants or, you know, dealing drugs or whatever it is that got them here. So I think that's a really good benefit that the institution gets out of it.
One of the things that they want to do is help make sure that people can get jobs when they get out so that they don't come back.
Right, correct.
Talk about the importance of that, have you met people who they got out, but then they didn't have a job or they didn't have a way to support themselves and it led them back here?
Yes, there's probably, there's like 150 people in our dorm right now. I would say probably half of those guys has actually been out and come back because they would get out and they didn't have a job. And they think that because they're a felon, that they can't get a good job. And that's not true. They just haven't been trained in the proper jobs. I think whenever they took away a couple of programs here, and I think that is a real disadvantage to inmates as far as they had a couple of construction programs here that did teach them the basics of carpentry and skills like that. Because a trade was probably the best thing my dad ever taught me. And, I can go out right now. I can leave today and get a job tomorrow making $15 or $20 an hour anywhere as far as in the construction business.
Stuball was a
racehorse. James Harrison, one of the inmates at the Putnamville Correctional Facility who are working in a special equine training program. The horses are beautiful. You can't beat the setting. And everybody there hopes the graduates never return. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. You can support the show and other IPR programming with your public radio membership. Please check out indianapublicradio.org or call 800-646-1812 to join. Be with us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.